friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Playing this background music, man. Background music. Yeah, okay, amigos. You know, as I was saying earlier on, definitely I'm going to have to check all these things out because since I had the situation with my health, I've not taken my stuff home, you know, to check it out. So I've been leaving it in the studio because I was told not to carry too much stuff because of the weight, you know. Maybe that's why it's been stored for the last, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years, you know, it's been stored in the studios. So, about time, you know, I changed the repertoire, I changed the program, I changed the material as well. Amigos, amigas, yeah, well, I want to tell you one thing here. You know that the weather that I was talking about in Chile, you know, with the fire, the forest fires, you know, going on. Now, one extreme to another, you know, there was electric storms, you know, and thunder, lightning, you know, that actually lots of rain that was very, very welcome, you know, by the people who actually lived in the vicinities of the forest, you know, that were burning, you know. So they were very, you know, they were very worried about the fire not to be, the fire beginning not to be able to put them out. So therefore, yeah, the, something from heaven came down, you know, and helped them to put the fires out. But on the other hand, there's been some floodings, you know, in certain parts of the country, you know. But these parts of the country where the floodings have been, they have not been on fire. So I don't know, what do you do there, man? It's like balancing, you know, these extreme fires in one place, extreme rain in some other places. But the rain, just a regular rain, you know, that helped to put the fires out. That was very welcome. Anyway, amigos, that was one good thing about happening already in Chile. And next month, the new president takes over. So I hope he doesn't spend all his time, you know, just blaming the previous government, because that's what they do. You know, everyone who gets elected, you know, to be president, you know, and something that they cannot cope with, right? They blame the previous government. Oh, yeah, the previous government left us this. The previous government did that. The previous... Yes, my friend, okay, they did, all right? They cocked up, you know, they made a lot of mistakes. Things didn't work out as they were planning. Lots of things happened, right? So, your job is now, all those things that went wrong in the previous government, you know, well, that's your challenge there, you know. You have to put them right, you know, put them right, because people voted for you to put things right, not to go on press conferences, you know, complaining and mouthing off about the other government before, you know. The people did realize, you know, okay, this government is making a mess. We're going to elect another government, you know, which can actually put things back together again and good things going on, right? So there we go. That is the job of the new government, you know, as they take over, you know, they should, you know, put things back to right again, you know? But unfortunately, you know, we human beings, you know, we blame the first thing that we see in front of us, you know? We have to think the consequences that came with what happened before, you know? It's like when I keep saying I'm going on about history, you know, history cannot be forgotten, you know, because if you forget history, you might be able to repeat the same mistakes that they made in the past. And we don't want that to happen again, you know, like, well, actually, it is happening again in Palestine, you know, with the Nazi regime, you know, that rules Israel. They're committing a genocide like they did during Nazi Germany. You know, Nazi Germany, they did that. And obviously, people were saying, oh, yeah, they're bad people. Or anyway, that was in those times, you know. So what have we learned? Or what have they learned from those times to these times? They've learned nothing, right? Only the people who read books and understand the history of the world will be able to say, yes, that was a mistake. But these people, they don't seem to know, you know. The Zionists don't seem to understand that, you know, in their heads. Now, the latest news from their side is that lots of the soldiers, you know, the IDF soldiers have been committing suicide. After they've been massacring, you know, Palestinians, you know, they've been committing suicide. Because obviously your malice, you know, will make you pay. You know, karma will come back to you, and you will not be able to rest in peace. You know, you will not be able to have your brain, your mind, you know, at peace because of what you're doing. You know, and it's very easy for you guys to sort of say, turn around and say, no, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that. You organize, you know, and you rebel against that, you know. It's been done before. It's been done plenty of times. You know, don't just rely, you know, on your money. You know, the money that you're getting paid for what you're doing, for all the killing and all the torture and all the annihilation that you're doing to these people. You know, to the Palestinian people. Right? Think about your own health. Think about you, number one. You should be number one because you are. If you're not okay in your mind, in your brain, you know, you how can you do any good to any other people? You know, you got to be well established, you know, mentally, you know, before you can actually help other people. Now, if you're not, obviously, you're not going to help other people. You're going to kill them. You're going to execute them. They're going to use you. That's what you've been. You've been a pawn in this board game, you know, a pawn, the Zionist pawn, you know, the leaders that you got in the Zionist movements, you know, because I don't call it a party, I don't call it a political party. No, not at all. It's a sect. It's a sect of very, very sick people, you know, sick people. Sick and thick, because what they do is that they convince others, you know, that they're doing well for them, you know, and so they call all over the settlers, you know, they come over from United States, they go from Europe, they go over there, you know, they don't even belong in the region, right? So that's the wrong thing. You see, and if you follow that, if you don't know about history, obviously you will follow. You know, like sheep, you know, you follow, you know, you don't know what happened in the past. You don't know why you're doing this. You just do it, you know, because you've been told to do it. And that is unfortunate, you know. Now you got this, the latest news about all these famous people that have been named, you know, in the Epstein files, you know. And there's a lot of things going on right now, you know, there's a lot of things going on. You know, this fellow, you know, Mr. Trump, you know, he's trying to blame everybody about the war, going to war in Venezuela, kidnapping the president, stopping the oil tanks, you know, from reaching their destiny, and reaching Venezuela, boycotting, blockading Venezuela, you know, like they've done for so many years with Cuba, you know, Cuba. It's been under blockade, you know, for about 60, 70 years now, you know. And now people, they go there and they go, oh, yeah, there's a lot of poverty. The houses are falling down because all their savings, all their resources have been kept, you know, and blocked, you know. So they're not being able to use any of their what they've got, you know, that belongs to them. And the same with Venezuela. You know, all these assets have been frozen, you know, and they're stopping the country from developing, from going forward, you know. And that is malice, you know what I mean? Doesn't this guy realize, you know, that what he's doing right now is, for what he's done so far and he's still doing so far, it's not going to be recognized as a good deed, you know. And then he claims to not keep the Nobel Peace Prize. Come on, man, you know, you got to be joking, you know. Like all the woman Machado, you know, the Venezuelan woman who was living in the United States, or still living in the United States, in fact, asking the United States to get involved, you know, in Venezuela and go and bomb the crap out of them, you know, to get Maduro out, you know. How do you do that? You don't do that to your own country, you know. I mean, you might hate whoever is running your country, your government, you know, but you don't do that. You don't request military intervention in your country. You see, there again, history, you know. History. What happened to Libya? Whenever the United States, you know, they've gone to impose their democracy, they leave the country in ruins. You know, they leave the country in ruin behind them. You know, they're like a fly. You know, wherever they stand, they poo. They leave poo behind. You know, and how can anybody who wants to be the president, the leader of Venezuela, requests, you know, such thing? You know, just because you don't like Maduro doesn't mean that you're going to bomb the rest of your country, you know, because you don't like the guy, you know. Campaign against the guy. Do something, you know, propaganda, you know, like you always do. And if you don't know how to do it, you know, ask the Zionists, you know, they're champions at doing propaganda, you know, and playing the victim, you know. Oh, yeah, we are the victims, you know, we've been attacked, you know, by Hamas, you know. And all these things that these people create, you know. And it's there's plenty of help there, you know. Mr. Trump can help you with that, you know, like the lying about the propaganda and everything. I'm laughing because the thing is, you know, like every time there's somebody who wants to take over from a country, you know, it's always a little clown, a little comedian, you know, a little somebody who doesn't know much, but he just wants to be in power, you know. That thing in the head of our humans, you know, power, power, power. I mean, they feel fulfilled, realized, you know, by having power, you know. Nothing wrong with that. It's like a dream. But when you have the power, you know, use the power to solve things, not to create bad things, you know. You can create a lot of good things, you know, by having the power. If you got the power, you got it made, but do it for the right things, you know, not for the wrong things, you know. That is what's wrong with having power. People don't know to use the power, you know. There's nothing wrong with having power. You can have power, but you can actually deal and use your power, you know, in a positive way, you know. Unfortunately, you know, that power is being used right now, you know, by the imperialist, capitalist USA, you know, is a wrong way to use the power. You know, they lie, they take over countries, you know, they blockade little countries, you know, the defenseless countries. They always go for defenseless countries because they're cowards. You know, they're Zionists, you know. The Zionists, you know, if Iran started war with the Zionists, you know, with Israel, I think that we're going to have a lot of IDF, a lot of soldiers, you know, immigrating somewhere else, you know, even though they're not being allowed in certain countries, you know, because people and the world is waking up. So there you are, you see. If you do good, you know, then you'll be remembered as a good person. If you do good, you know, everybody will be with you. Nobody will be against you or hating you or shouting at you in the street or pointing at you with a finger, calling you a murderer, a rapist, you know, an extortionist. No, just do good, man. Be remembered for good things, you know. But don't be remembered for the bad things that you did, you know. Now people are saying, oh, the Hitler, you know. You know, right now, we got two Hitlers, in fact, you know. We got Netanyahu and Trump. For me, they're two dictators, you know. And Trump, mainly, you know, unfortunately to say it, you know, that he's always going on about dictators, they're dictators, dictators, dictators. In one of his speeches, he said, oh, sometimes it's necessary to have a dictator. Right, you could be a dictator, you know, but don't do damage to your own people, you know. Look, he's getting involved in all those countries around the world, you know, and look at the country itself, the USA itself. People living in car parks, you know, people living in the streets, in tent city, you know. People who work, you know, they can't afford to buy an apartment or a house or rent. You know, they work just to survive, just to live. Just to put a little petrol in the car, you know, to go to work. And then they live in car parks. And you know what the governments of the socialists, the government in these situations, in these cities, they've done? You know, instead of helping these people to buy a house, buy a property, have a roof over their heads, they've installed toilets, they've installed washing facilities, they install. They install all these facilities, you know, that as if you had a house, but in car parks.
You know, there was a documentary not long ago. I was watching a documentary in the United States, you know, that these people live in a car park. And this reporter went over there and said, interviewed them and said, well, why are you living here? He said, oh, I can't afford. I used to have a house, you know, but the mortgage went up, you know, really, really high up, and I could not afford it. The job that I do is just enough for me to keep me alive, you know, and my family, I help my family. They still live in a smaller house. They live there, and I help them with the rent because you cannot buy the house. It's too expensive, even though it's a little house. But me, there's no room, much room for all of us. So me, I said, oh, I sacrifice myself, you know, and I live in my car, in a van, in a car park. I go to work every morning, you know, and I come back, you know, I get my wages. I go to see my family, you know, but then I come back and live here in my car. You know, you see what I mean? This is the capitalist, country, the most capitalist country in the world, where everybody from every around the world, they go, oh, we're going to go to the United States. We're going to go to America, you know, America, America, America. America, you see, it could be South America, Latin America, Central America, North America, you know, which America are you going to, you know? But people refer to Americans, you know, referring to the United States. You know, just say it. I'm going to the United States, you know, because when you say that, then you individualize. Yeah, you don't generalize, you individualize. Because you say, oh, America is in shit. But that puts us all of, you know, Central America, South America, Latin America, you know, everyone there. So you say, I'm going to the United States, and the United States is in ruins right now, you know. Lots of business are going down. There's a lot of bankruptcy in the way, you know, and this is what shouldn't be happening. Everything was going hunky-dory until certain many years ago. They started crumbling because the whole world started to wake up. And when it started to wake up, you know, it's very dangerous because people start to realize, you know, that they've been taken advantage of, they've been robbed of their resources, their countries have been ruined, the money doesn't come easy anymore, the taxes are too high, and all those things, you know, that instead of making it worse, you know, the governments, you know, the people in power, the authorities, should be putting it right, you know, but unfortunately, you know, that's not the case, you know, it's really, really unfortunate. But anyway, amigos, I don't want to go on about it anymore because it's just making me feel pretty miserable, you know, and I don't want you to be miserable, I want you to be happy. Anyway, let's play a little bit of music for you guys, you know, and I hope that you enjoy the rest of the program, amigos, amigas. 079-44-031-894 is the number to ring. Well, don't ring me right now, man. Text me. Text me. Send me a message, you know. And ask whatever you want to know, just send me a text, you know, a message. Let me know what you think about what you just said. Am I wrong? Am I right? Whether am I wrong or right, you know, I think I'm right. I think I'm right because I can see it. We can all see it. It's just that some people don't recognize it. They'll go on and on and on and on. So the other day, you know, I replied to this thing on Facebook. No, I think it was WhatsApp or Messenger, one of those things, you know. And I said that, well, yeah, we haven't learned the history, you know, of the Second World War because everybody keeps going on because Donald Trump said, oh, the Americans, we did this, we did that. And the funny thing was, you know, that people say, he said in the Pavo, you know, in the conference that there was, says if the United States hadn't intervened in the Second World War, you'd all be talking in German right now, you know. He's talking to Swedish people, you know. My main language is German, you know. We're talking to, you see what I mean? This is the thing that, you know, if the guy wasn't there, the world will be happier.
Che comandante, no porque hayas caído tu luz es menos alta. Un caballo de fuego sostiene tu escultura guerrillera entre el viento y las nubes de la sierra. No por callado eres silencio, y no porque te quemen, porque te disimulen bajo tierra, porque te escondan en cementerios, bosques, páramos, van a impedir que te encontremos, che comandante, amigo. Con sus dientes de júbilo, Norteamérica ríe, mas de pronto revuelves en su lecho de dólares, se le cuaja la risa en una máscara, y tu gran cuerpo de metal sube, se disemina en las guerrillas como tábanos, y tu ancho nombre herido por soldados ilumina la noche americana como una estrella súbita caída en medio de una orgía. Tú lo sabías, Guevara, pero no lo dijiste por modestia, por no hablar de ti mismo, che comandante, amigo. Estás en todas partes, en el indio hecho de sueño y cobre, y en el negro revuelto en espumosa muchedumbre, y en el ser petrolero y salitrero, y en el terrible desamparo de la banana, y en la gran pampa de las pieles, y en el azúcar, y en la sal, y en los cafetos, tú, móvil estatua de tu sangre como te derribaron, vivo como no te querían, che comandante, amigo.
Aprendimos a quererte desde la histórica altura, donde el sol de tu bravura le puso cerco a la muerte.
Aquí se queda la entrañable transparencia de tu querida presencia, comandante Che Guevara.
Tu mano gloriosa y fuerte sobre la historia dispara. Cuando todo Santa Clara se despierta para verte,
aquí se queda la clara, la entrañable transparencia de tu querida presencia, comandante Che Guevara.
Plantar la bandera con la luz de tu sonrisa.
Aquí se queda la clara, la entrañable transparencia de tu querida presencia, comandante Che Guevara.
Donde esperan la firmeza de tu brazo libertario.
Aquí se queda la clara, la entrañable transparencia de tu querida presencia, comandante Che Guevara.
Seguiremos adelante, como junto a ti seguimos, y con Fidel te decimos, hasta siempre, comandante.
Aquí seguiremos. admirable transparencia de tu querida presencia, comandante Che Guevara.
no, 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 no. Yo no quiero ir a la guerra. Oh, no, 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 no. Porque la guerra nos da pena. Oh, no, 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 no. Yo no quiero. Come on, come on. Estado de conciencia mental. Envían a mil hombres a combatir y los liquidan con un botón, sin siquiera saber cuál es la razón. Vamos a buscar la comunión. Ni la encontrarán. Ríos de sangre y de frustración corren por la historia de Babilón. Pueblos humanos que luchan entre sí, matándose en nombre de su Dios. Olvidan y olvidan la divina unión, despidiendo la segregación. We'll be right back.
que esto era todo. Pensamos despedirnos con esta canción, pero en realidad, pensándolo bien, ni cagando nos vamos a
quedar. Last night was wonderful. Truly amazing. When will I see you?
See you, see you.
Por favor, llámame.
Amigos, we are coming to the end of the show, and thank you very much for the attention that you paid to the show today, for listening to the whole 2 hours, you know. Well, I still got 10 minutes left. Right, so also I want to apologize for the couple of tracks, you know, that were kind of like damaged, you know. So, I hope that next week it's not going to be the same thing again. I want to pay more attention to what I've got. And definitely thinking about obtaining different type of technology to play the music for you out there in Latino land. Okay, amigos, thank you very much. And I hope that you're going to join me again next week. And you shall request, you know, at the end of every show that I've done for the last 20 years. It's love one another and free Palestine.
Mañanita la Zenaida sale temprano del tugurio. De mañanita la Zenaida sale temprano del tugurio. Arremolina su tabaco y se va a vender fruto maduro. Arremolina su tabaco y se va a vender fruto maduro.
Zenaida
camina duro.
Zenaida
la chancletera.
Zenaida
fruto maduro.
Zenaida
la callejera. Me sabe a cumbia, cumbia, cumbia de mi playa. Tu fruta me sabe a cumbia, cumbia, cumbia de mi playa. Ay, Zenaida,
baila mi cumbia, Zenaida, baila mi cumbia. Baila mi cumbia, Zenaida, baila mi cumbia.
Arremolina su tabaco y se va a vender fruto maduro.
Zenaida
camina duro.
Zenaida
la chancletera.
Zenaida
fruto maduro.
Zenaida
la callejera. Ey, negrita del manglar, hormiga de ciudad. Tu fruta me sabe a cumbia, cumbia, cumbia de mi playa. Tu fruta me sabe a cumbia, cumbia, cumbia de mi playa. Y Zenaida,
baila mi cumbia.
Para que tú lo bailes, mami chula, pa' que lo goces.
Son para
buena.